What is that, Kevin? That looked refreshing.
It's like a pre-mixed cocktail I bought at the store. It's a lemon drop martini.
Oh, those are big now. That's like all my sister drinks. I had one in Florida.
Like one of the Cutwater ones?
No, but an actual lemon drop martini.
Oh, that's what Cutwater. You know those Cutwater canned cocktails? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
They basically just like jump on whatever people are drinking. So like if people are drinking transfusions, they like they're good. They're the nice.
Sounds like a car part. What is that?
Vodka transfusion is like vodka with like grape juice.
Mm. It sounds like a gender
popular among golfers. Surgery.
It's a them they drink right there.
Okay, well, before we get into music and our topic at hand, I wanted to get a little update from Dennis on his... Dennis is training for a half marathon, the Cleveland half marathon, and I wanted to get a little update on his progress.
I did go running today, yes.
We know, you texted us. It was before the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I'm on a run right now, but I'll be back.
You should be running more days than less. So I'd be curious to hear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm running. My goal is 4 days a week, but sometimes it's only three. I'm up to 7 miles. So
okay.
I just need to get to nine and I'll be okay.
7 miles, get to nine, 7 miles a run?
Not every run. No, my long run. Okay. Like my longest run.
Yeah.
I'm doing like 3 or 4 mile runs in between, but I just got new shoes on Saturday, and so I went running today, and my feet were numb. I'm just not used to the shoes. So I was going to go like 5 miles today, but I only went three.
Yeah. You're looking trimmer. No. I could see it in your face. I could see it in your face. There's a little bit of a difference.
I don't think so.
Beard might just be a little tighter.
I did come shave. On, show us that. Yeah, show us the mirror face.
I'm going to be very slow. I know that. Just want to finish and lose like 8 more pounds.
That's doable.
Yeah.
How much have you lost? Do you know?
None. Zero.
It looks like you're gaining muscle at the same time that you're losing. So
maybe. I was in Florida and I was like down. I lost a bunch of weight in February. Not a bunch, like 5 pounds. But I went to Florida and I gained it all back. Even though I went running like 4 times.
Yeah, I think there's probably a lot less. A
lot of drinking.
Yeah, drinking and sitting by the pool and eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do
it. What have you been listening to while you're running?
Today, Vampire Weekend.
Is that your first time listening to it? It makes no... Yeah. It's crazy how hard it is for you to listen to music. There's like so much part of... There's
no, it wasn't my first time listening.
Okay. Well, yesterday it's
all the way through like 5 times, but normally during album listening, I listen to a song and like look at the name of the song, do a little research, and I didn't get a chance to do any of that for this. Oh, so
okay, that's fair then.
But I've been listening to this guy. He's a therapist. His name is Dr. John Delaney, and people call in with their problems, and he talks to them.
Is it comedy or just pretty sincere?
No, it's 100% real. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a podcast, or
is it on really fucked up like things they say?
Sirius so. FM.
So, it's or on Sirius. He's part of the Dave Ramsey network.
Okay,
but he's his own guy. But he has a podcast.
Okay,
it's. Have you ever listened to, like Dr. Laura? Have you heard of that?
No, but I've listened to Dave Ramsey. I know who he is.
Dr. Laura is like for women's and mothers. This guy's more like men focused. I would say. So
you learned some things changing your life around.
It's more just
one
interesting
thing you've learned.
There's three. Each person is made up of three individuals: a child, a adult, and a parent. And so sometimes your child comes out in certain situations, and sometimes your parent comes out in certain situations, and sometimes you have to be the parent to your own child.
Sometimes you have to be that.
Yeah. So
I can buy into that.
Yeah, it's hard for me to listen to music when I'm running because it's so much skipping. Like, I just constantly am skipping the song
to keep up with pace.
No, just I get bored of it. Like, yeah. I just associate it with pain. So
okay,
so the therapy, these people's pain you know?
Yeah, before I run, I always make sure, like, whatever I'm listening to, I'm not going to have to do a lot of interaction with it. Like, I'll just, like, pick a playlist. It might suck, but I'll just be like, set it and forget it. Like, okay, maybe there's going to be a bad song here, but...
What do you listen to?
Dennis, we made a perfect mix for Kevin. Why don't you just listen to that when you run?
Because I heard it. It's done.
Okay.
I went for a 9-mile run this weekend. Hold for applause. I listened to something like Spring Break Spotify playlist. It was just like new music for spring. I usually listen to EDM something or another.
Oh, actually, Kevin, speaking
like
of EDM.
Spinning Music 2024, like just some like playlist that a Peloton person or a SoulCycle person will use.
I do find the best artist for running, and it's Daft Punk. I feel like they're the perfect type of music where it's like, it's kind of the same thing, but it builds. It's good. It's good running music.
I can see that, especially just to start your run, because they always like come in really slow.
One more time.
But while I ran 9 miles this weekend, I did listen to our topic of the day, Only God Was Above Us, the 5th studio album by American indie rock band. I was going to ask you guys how you feel about that label. Vampire Weekend, released April 5th. That's all I got on this.
Yay!
Do you guys think Vampire Weekend is indie rock? Do you think that's a fair classification?
1,000%.
I just hate the word indie rock. Why can't it just be indie?
They're like what I think of when I think of men indie rock.
It just drives me... Indie rock drives me nuts. I don't know why. I know that that's what it's called.
Yeah, Kevin, you're questioning it?
When I picture indie rock, I picture like that guy you just sent a picture of the other day, Dennis, or the video of. What was his name?
Vampire Weekend.
Jeff Rosenstock? Like, that's more punk.
Okay. I just picture grungier, hair messy, bad t-shirts.
Dude.
I feel like this Vampire Weekend is the epitome of indie.
And Kevin, I can prove it. SiriusXMU, the indie rock station, for the last 4 days been Vampire Weekend radio. Only Vampire Weekend songs.
No, yeah, I'm not here to counter it. I just, in my mind, it's not. They're just like, when they came out, they were so, they had that look that I've read that like was very calculated. Like they wanted to dress like prep school boys. And that doesn't make me think indie rock, just that initial look. I think, I mean, now after hearing their music for 10, 12 years, like, yes, like they go hand in hand, but just that look that they have had in the past doesn't make me think indie rock. Makes me think more just like pop, really.
But that their look looks just like, so take the guy Tom from 500 Days of Summer. Uh-huh. He dressed just like how, maybe not exactly, but it's the same look.
Yeah, and I guess that guy was pretty indie, huh?
Yeah, I think back then that was the look. That was the indie look.
What is a K-pop group dressed like?
Korean pop?
Yeah. I feel like they almost like dressed like a K-pop band.
Wait, I don't think so at all.
What is Vampire Weekend dressing like nowadays?
I don't know. I think just kind of, you know, not bad, not great.
Most of the members, I think, left. Most of the original members.
Yeah, Ezra.
I thought there was the three guys and they're still together.
No, like the one dude got pretty famous. Is it Rostam?
Rostam left, yes.
And then Bayo, he got kind of famous, I think his name is.
His names are wild. Those are those guys' real names? Or those their band names now?
Like names? I don't know. I feel like they're
Rostam and Bayo. Then Ezra. I know
Ezra's a cool name.
It is a cool name.
I because of that exact reason that we were talking about, though, I actually ended up doing a little bit of research on these guys before we started. How familiar are you with the history of Vampire Weekend, Owen and Dennis?
Not great. I tried doing some research too, but it was more listening to Ezra speak and just podcasts that he's done, and then tried listening to one with Ezra and Rashida Jones together and doing but there's nothing good on that either.
Did he talk like that? Like, I'm Ezra Koenig.
He doesn't talk like Maestro.
Good point. Good point.
He talks different than what his voice sounds like.
Yes.
It's pretty deep versus singing voice, which is, I would say, probably like a tenor.
Dennis, how familiar are you with the history?
Not that familiar. at all.
They, just to summarize it quickly, like, I always just pictured these guys as like waspy son of rich kids. And they all did go to Columbia University, like Ivy League, New York school. Mm-hmm. And Ezra did grow up in New York City, but they have stated like specifically that they are not like, you know, you familiar with the term WASP?
Yeah.
White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant. They're like, we are not WASP. Like, we are all like the son of immigrants. Like, we are like Iranian, Hungarian. So they've made like a point of saying that they are not that like just rich New York kid. So, and they all went to Columbia on scholarships, which I thought was interesting. And that's where they started the band together.
But that's familiar with that. And then Ezra was doing it while he was a teacher.
Yes. Yeah. Which was interesting.
He was like 22 or 23. He was an eighth grade teacher. That was before the first album. So that was, I have no clue when that came out.
2008, maybe?
Somewhere around there.
So 24 or 14, is that 14 years ago?
Yeah. So he's probably like close to 40. Maybe he's 40, 38. Let's see.
I would think he's at least 38.
I feel like he's got to be 40 at least.
I think he's married 44. To Rashida That's
Jones, who must be close to 50.
He's 40. Oh, okay.
How old is That's Rashida
not that
Jones?
Much older than us.
Rashida, I think, is 50. No, she's not 50.
He's married
Maybe
to her.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a kid.
Which
she's 48.
I'll talk about later, but like, there's so much in this, in the lyrics of this latest album. It's like a lot of breakup songs, a lot of like. At least I thought they were like breakup songs. They're a lot about like past relationships. And it's like, who's he writing this from the perspective of? It's what keeps coming to my mind.
Well, there's one part that I thought where he was talking in a podcast where he says that a lot of his music comes from like long demos ago. So it's like stuff that you've built on. So it's not always stuff that has just happened or happened recently.
And also, the person he collaborates with on the writing, I looked it up, was some guy named Ariel or Ariel, who does, like, he works with the Haim, I think, and Taylor Swift, too. So it's not all just coming from his personal experience, which I always assumed it was. But next question, so Dennis, like, what is your personal history with Vampire Weekend? When were you introduced? When did you presumably fall in love with them?
Definitely in high school, I remember hearing that. I don't know where I heard them originally, but it was the Oxford comma song. And who gives a fuck about an Oxford comma? And I don't know why, that just really stuck with me. And I remember putting it on a couple burn CDs.
Oh, that was like, those are good times. Just like committing to like 16 songs on your burns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like driving to high school, listening to them.
And that was your personality for the 3 months. Like, that was like you expressing your current state of being through those 16 to 18 songs.
Yeah. And coming up with the name of the burn CD to write on it.
Oh, was you were fun. The only person that did that. I never
I did that too. But mine, it was always like mix one volume. I don't know. There was nothing very special about it.
I still do my Spotify playlist like that. It's always the first, like, whenever I say I'm going to write the name of the CD or make a playlist, it's the first thing that comes to my mind. So like, I have playlists on here. Don't be a bitch. Jiggly fat running.
Oh my God.
Wow. Really self-deprecating.
You're just mean.
Have I heard this before or is this something else? Yes. Again, workout dude.
This is interesting, Dennis. We'll have to dive into this on another pod.
Browns are good.
I have a lot of playlists, though, too.
I won't get into playlists with like three songs on it because then I get sick of them.
But yeah, that was my first experience with them. And I would say they're one of the first indie bands I really started listening to.
What about you, Owen?
I feel like I'm in the same. I think Phil, my brother, introduced me to them. Like, he had the song on a mix CD. Gave it to me, and Oxford comma was on there, same exact song.
Comma was the big one. That wasn't I didn't realize this until probably today, though. I think what introduced us to them was in the movie Step Brothers. I think the trailer that is
I already knew
hard. No, you already knew
me point. Too no okay. We already knew them. I feel like we all knew Vampire Weekend before that, and then A-Punk was in it, and we're like, oh shit, this song is in here.
And I never liked A-Punk, really.
I didn't either.
That was the first song, then. It was also the song that whenever I plugged in my iPod.
Is that the reason why you hate it? Is because anytime you plug it in, it automatically plays, and so you skip over it right away, and you're like, I can't fucking hear
it. It's not a bad song, but that album, I would argue, is perfect. The Vampire Weekend self-titled album, like every song on that is a 9 out of 10 or higher in my list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
And yeah, like for that one is probably the worst. It's the Drunken Hot Girls of that album.
How did you hear about them, Kevin?
I can't remember. I just remember like they just came out of nowhere and everybody listened to them. And then I remember specifically I drove to New York City when I was 18. And that was like a lot of what I listened to on that drive was just Vampire Weekend. And just to hear like all those songs on that first album, I can't even think of any of the name, but like Blake's got a new face and Walcott and Oxford Comma. And they were just all so cool. And it just like as an 18-year-old, like going to college and all the songs were just about like being at college. It was just like the perfect storm of music for me.
It was so unique, I feel like, compared to everything else, where it felt almost classical. It was like classical music mixed with rock, which I feel like was very refreshing at the time.
And what I've learned a lot of in more recent years is a lot of that first album was inspired by like African beats. Like that was some of my research today was like Ezra Koenig was really inspired by like Afro.
What's an African beat?
Like basically any 80s song, like Peter Gabriel and Paul Simon, like I don't know how to describe it, but like
that was really good.
Think about like Obvious Child, Dennis. Like, you know the song Obvious Child.
I think Dennis was trying to get a sound bite out of you.
Yeah. It's just like really heavy on the drums. Like really.
Yeah. It is interesting because during this Vampire Weekend radio, they talked about some of the songs that how like they came up with them. And the one song they talk about is the song Classical that's on the new album.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, this has hip hop in it. This has indie rock in it. This has like some 70s like rock in it. And then you listen to the song, you're like, this just sounds like a Vampire Weekend song. It doesn't sound like hip-hop at all.
Yeah. It sounds like they're just ripping off Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
So remind me again how you listened to this, Dennis. You listened to it just while running today?
No, I've been since Friday, and I've heard two of the Gen X Cop song, and then what is the other one? They've been on the radio for a while. So I've heard those a lot. Let me see here.
What's it called? Oh, and what about you? When did you listen to it and how?
Just when it came out Friday. And I've been listening to it to and from work around the house when I'm doing chores. So I've listened to quite a bit.
Just like preliminary though, like while you're doing this, like has there been a vibe that fits with it perfectly? Like for me,
it's just good. I don't know. I like it. It's fun to listen to, and there's not like there's very few songs that I'm like, I don't like this, which I feel like most albums have a good amount of skips on it. I think it's start to finish good.
Yeah, I listened to it running, and then I didn't like really get a chance to take notes. It was all just kind of a blur in my head, which I'd argue is good. Like in order to be able to just like zone out to something while running is a really nice experience. But then yesterday, before we were supposed to record, before Dennis canceled on us, I just sat in bed, like, and I pictured myself like I was John Lennon and Yoko Ono, just sitting in bed listening to music, just vibing out,
smoking a cigarette,
pretty much. And it was like perfectly sunny afternoon, and I was just listening to it with my big giant headphones, and I was like, "This is right."
You can see something else.
What a life you get to live, Kevin.
I'm sorry,
you piece of shit.
It's a choice.
I had to like jam this in like I'm studying like the artists I like.
I know. I just like I literally just did it out of like pure like it was a break from my normal piece. Like it was like
I need a break from watching movies all day. Let me go listen to this album.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a good life, Dennis. You should try it sometime.
I dream.
Wait, so what is your guys' favorite Vampire Weekend song of all time? Because they have had 4 albums. Second album is pretty forgettable, but the other 3 were really, really good.
My favorite is a song, Hannah Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
But I think there's a song on here that I might top Hannah Hunt for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing on this album. I'm just pulling up a list of the best Vampire Weekend songs of all time. Dennis, do you have one that comes to mind? Because Hannah Hunt was great. Like, it's just all about like some girl he used to date who's like really like followed him on tour or something.
I'm a huge fan of The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. That song always, that's a non-skip for me. The other ones I've heard so many, but like The Kids Don't Stand a Chance is really good. Just the bass at the beginning.
Is that like the double static backstroke? Yeah. Okay.
All the way to front.
Oh, yeah. I was like, fuck, what song is that? Yeah, that I forgot about that song.
That song is so good.
Was that on the first album?
Yeah, first album.
So I'm just trying to pull up a list of some of other songs.
The first album and the second album is so good. Are my favorite albums.
Yeah, I think after that, was there two more? Or is it just one?
Modern Vampires of the City. Oh, that was one other tidbit I learned about it in my research. So basically, do you know where the name comes from, Vampire Weekend?
No.
No.
So Ezra Koenig watched the movie Lost Boys. You know that movie? 80s movie. It's just about vampires, like teen vampires. Okay. It's a pretty big deal. He wanted to like write and produce his own version of it that took place on the East Coast as opposed to the West Coast, I'm guessing. And then he scrapped it halfway through and just kept working on his band. He was trying to write a vampire movie or like produce a vampire movie. And like, that's just where it came from.
It's kind of a bad name.
It's weird.
Like
that. Yeah.
It's not it's a very good like band name. It just seems clunky.
It really doesn't fit their vibe.
No, it doesn't. About it. So the name of it isn't good, but
it makes
you
think goth and like, they're not goth. They're anti-goth.
But I don't think about it. When I hear Vampire Weekend, I don't think. I only thought about that because I was like, is this a good band name? It's like, would I pick that? And that's the only time that I actually thought about it.
What would you name them if you could rename their band?
Vampire Weekday.
Dracula.
Frankenstein's.
Yeah, something like that. A little more normal.
All right, I'm looking at Modern Vampires of the City now.
I feel like there's
Hannah Hunt was on that. Oh, and Obvious Bicycle, great song. Unbelievers, great song. Step, great song. Diane Young, great song. Good. Everlasting Arms was probably in my top five. Yeah. That song is awesome. And then there was a few on Father of the Bride, but nothing like that I would have saved.
I forgot about the album Contra. I know there's some songs
not very good.
It's not. No, it's pretty forgettable. Horchata.
Giving Up the Gun. Kevin, you fucking love that song.
It had a good music video with the Jonas Brother. And that kind of catapulted
Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah, maybe. Cousins, I feel like, was a good song. But on Vampire Weekend, I think the best song is the Oxford Comma.
The only reason I can't pick that is because it's just been, I've heard it so many times. Mm-hmm. And I don't continue to listen to it. While Hannah Hunt, I will still keep on if it comes on.
Hunt.
That's not it, Dennis.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, making it up? Won't change your mind. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, is that it?
No.
No.
Oh. It's like a very. God damn it, Hannah.
Some lines move, but I did not believe them.
Oh, I'm thinking of that. If Dying Young don't change your mind.
I think that one was on Contra.
Baby, baby, baby.
And that song
baby,
was good, Dennis. Oh. Dying Young. That was on Contra. That was good.
Okay.
All right, well, that's all I got on Vampire Weekend. You guys already talked about this specific album?
Let's just end the recording.
The whole thing.
Let's talk about sports or something. You guys watch the game?
What game?
Any of them.
Yeah, I guess State didn't win, guys. They're not
they
going
close.
To win. You.
State got close. All right, let's focus. All right, so just you already answered one question, Owen, for me, that like you liked this start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, does that mean that every song you would rank above a 7 out of 10?
No, I don't think so. But it's something that I can listen to the whole entire album and be okay with. And I'm not like, I got to skip over this song. I can't
listen
to it. Right,
like, there's nothing, like, offensive to your ears. So it can get as low as, like, a 5 or 6, completely, like,
yeah, and it's good for background. It's good for listening completely, too. I think it's just good all around.
That's a good point, because I kept making the same note while listening to the whole album, and I kept getting the vibe that it's kind of inspired by like the lo-fi chill hot beats to study to, You know that playlist?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. Longest
playlist name ever.
Is that what it is? That? It's called Lo-Fi.
Lo-fi.
No, yeah. I,
beats to study to.
It's like I a put famous YouTube
volume
playlist.
Three.
No, there's a bunch. I listen to them all the time. They're on YouTube and it's like a girl like.
Sounds like you have a lot of time to listen to music. No, this How is like not jammed this in.
This is like famous, Owen, for like being background noise. It's called Lo-Fi Beats to Chill and Relax. And
I get it. I went to college. I studied sometimes. They always had those playlists.
Yeah. And this a lot of this is like inspired by that in my mind. It's yeah, like, go ahead, Dennis.
I was going to say, I think that's kind of the reason why this album hasn't really hit me yet. And I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I know there's going to be a song that will finally jump out, but right now I'm not. I'm giving it
here
5-6 out of 10, maybe.
Here's how it's going to go. This is how it's gone with every album that we listen to. Dennis gives us a review a week later. Fuck, this album is awesome. I wish I did more research before the podcast and talk about it out there.
Well, that's usually so if we go Dennis through is each cool. song, which you're not doing.
Right, but Dennis is going to... Why don't you like that, Kevin? The going song by song method.
Just because I don't remember any of them well enough or like have to speak. I don't have enough to speak to on each one, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like just breaking it down song by song.
Well, Owen might.
Well, I would say like, just please. Like, I think we should please. Just go.
Please.
Lord.
Let me pray it is... for a second.
Lord, give us the strength for Owen to review. Amen. Amen.
It is tough without hearing it, though.
Yeah.
And so, I think that's it. Where you are like, I don't want to edit it out and go. I think that's what the main thing
is. And it also just makes it go really long if we're all just, and it just gets, let's just stick to this. I have a plan here. I actually did something new this week. I did not take notes on my computer. I was trying to stay connected with the earth and the planet, and I took notes on in a notebook with a pen.
Yeah, that's good. Wasting some paper.
Oh, it's probably better than servers. What's better? What's worse for the planet? Cutting down trees or server space on the internet?
Oh God, where to start? You know.
All right, let's do it song by song, Owen.
Oh fuck! No, we need to play a little clip. Of each. Well, since we didn't do that, I didn't take notes song by song. I was just wondering why you didn't like doing that. I enjoy that. I know I was looking forward to doing that with the last album for Kanye West, and then we skipped that completely.
All right. Well,
Ice Cream Piano.
No, let's not do it that way. Because I
would you play one?
Sounds hard to do.
But like you said, it goes. It is good start to finish, but. In my list, I did rank everything out of 10, and only two songs got above an 8 for me.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Shit, that's what we should start. Okay. For going forward for albums, we should do a rank out of 10 and have those ready at least, and maybe just a real quick clip on it, or a quick thing to say if you want.
Yeah, but
we don't need to listen to them.
Only two songs are like stand out, like I will definitely listen to again.
Can I guess which ones they are?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I want to tell you which one gave me, because I want to start with the worst album or the worst song on the album. And do you want to guess my least favorite based on my notes here? Because I don't remember what the song sounds like all that much.
Capricorn
is, you know what? There's two. Two got a 5 out of 10. It was Capricorn and the Surfer.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's funny because Capricorn was their like first single. And has the most views on Spotify.
Right. And when that came out, I was like, this album's not going to be that good.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't get into this song.
And then I heard Gen X Cop and I'm like, I don't really like this. And then that song kind of grew on me. That's at like a 7 out of 10 now, I would say. But what's the other song, Kevin?
It was The Surfer, which my notes on it are, it's very 90s. It sounds like Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Like, do-do-do. Don't go. It had like a weird like 90s. I
forget how that sounds.
It has like a rap in it.
Yeah, it does.
Oh yeah,
and that was the one specifically that reminded me of lo-fi chill hip hop beats to study to.
Yes,
like, I gotcha. I didn't hate that song actually. It reminds me of a lot of like what Cronbin does, but it's like very like bass heavy boom, which they, I think they do the stand-up bass. They had some guy, there's some person that they brought in to play that, and I think it's on that song. It's not anyone from Vampire Weekend.
So I didn't hate Capricorn or the Surfer. I just can't envision a world where I would actively listen to that. I'm like,
I agree.
If it came on, I'd probably enjoy it, but I just like, I don't know when that is a good music for me to listen to. But those did remind me, though, both these songs, of how good Ezra Koenig's Netflix show Neo-Yokio is. Shout out to George and Matt Stew. I've talked about it on pod before, and you guys have not seen it. It is
fantastic. Tried watching it.
Oh, you did? You didn't like it?
Dude, I didn't. Hamilton 2.0 for me.
Just too out there.
It's like what's that type of show?
Anime.
And I could not get it. I was really excited, though. I was like, Kevin loved it, George loved it. It seems like it's gonna be, it's guy from Vampire Weekend made it. I was like, everything about it seems right up my alley, and it was not for me.
No, I believe sorry. You, because I believe that you would give that your full effort, and the fact that you didn't like it, it does disappoint me, but I believe that you did.
So. I gave it a lot of episodes, too. It wasn't like a one and two and done. I just couldn't follow.
Dennis, you'll have to check it out and clear the...
I can't get into cartoons.
I don't like cartoons either.
I can't get into Looney Tunes, man.
They're all Looney Tunes to you.
Bugs Bunny in my life.
And that'd be a good one to throw in with your kids, though, because they'll probably get some entertainment out of it. And it's not really like an adult show.
Is it animated? 3D animated?
No, it's not. It's regular animated.
Sorry.
they only like
it's 3D. Gotta be Pixar.
Oh, man.
Bonjour. Je suis le grand musée.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yes, what is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go?
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
What were your guys' least favorites on the album?
Capricorn. That's why I guessed yours. I did not like that.
Anything specific that you didn't like about it?
I just don't like the Capricorn. Thank you that you were born. Just like, the lyrics aren't there. The song's boring. It just isn't.
There were a lot of these classical musical songs, and they could either go either direction. And this one was not doing it for me.
Yeah, I think it's the word Capricorn. Hearing it that much, it's like, I don't know if I like that word. So it doesn't make the song sound good.
Is it because you're into astrology and like...
Yeah, and I'm an Aquarius. I was an Aquarius, do not.
That shit is so dumb.
Dude, I can never remember what mine is. I've looked it up 1,000 times. I have no fucking clue. It just doesn't
right
stick
on that
with me.
Fridge.
The thing is, it's like, it just doesn't matter.
So I know. So okay. My brain like just must know that. And just like, I'm not absorbing this information.
Yeah, I don't have enough room in there to jam that in.
There are women who base their entire life off of this shit.
Oh, they're insane. It's insane.
What are you guys?
I'm a Scorpio. I'm
Aquarius.
Scorpio always sounds cool.
It looks like a Scorpio King. It makes me think of Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Imagine Cancer, though. You know, like that's the worst one out there. And it also has the 69 symbol.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, that's its sign. It's just not a good look.
The guy must have ran out of ideas, and his kid came up and, you know, wrote 69, the word cancer.
So you think there's just a guy?
Man, that was a bad kid. That kid's writing 69 and cancer on a piece of paper.
It's two words that are.
Who is this guy you're picturing, Dennis? And who's
the guy that
wrote
this all? Looked at the stars. Someone
What's
had to write
name?
This down, right?
What's his name? James Astrology. Okay.
You want me to go off that bit?
No. I the only case I can make for astrology is that there's probably something to the fact that, like, if you are born in June, you're probably more inclined to do things certain ways. Just like, it's hard for me to explain, but like, I do believe there's something to that. Like, where like somebody born in June is probably used to like being born and everybody's happy during the summer. And then like, if you're born in December, like you're, or February, like you're used to everybody being grumpy. So like your formative first 3 months are like people being grumpy and angry, you know?
And I think it has to do with your age while you're in school. You're the older one in school, or you're the younger one.
Very true.
Because, yeah. That's like my one kid. He could technically go to kindergarten next year and be the youngest, but we're going to hold him back another year. So he's the oldest.
Malcolm Gladwell's on the pod today.
But that makes sense, though. Like, and you can make it something as stupid as calling yourself a Leo or whatever, but that's really all it comes down to is like, this person was born during the summer, so they weren't going, they didn't have any impact on their schooling, so they developed, I don't know. Let's get
How does
back.
It feel to be a January birthday? I don't know many January birthdays. I know a lot of Octobers.
It's always been cold during the birthday, or during my actual birthday, so it, I don't know.
You get the holiday hangover, you're kind of like sick of like any sort of celebration.
I would say the one thing that's great about it is like there's not much to look forward in January and February, so having a birthday in there to break things up, it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
to get you through the winter, but it's a sad thing to be.
When would a January baby be conceived?
I don't know, man. 9 months earlier.
What's 9 months up to January, Dennis?
No, before.
Let's do this.
April. Yeah, it's just 3 months after.
Right now. Right?
Interesting. Spring. A little spring fling. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's Let's enough. Move on. Oh, it's conception.
Jesus.
All right. Owen, Dad, listen. Maybe you can comment on his thoughts.
Dennis.
All right.
Name a song on this album that wasn't.
I can't name a song. Don't make me. Don't make me name a song.
You don't have any notes, do you?
No, I told you I have no notes.
Okay, well, can you at least answer this? Can you tell me a song, or at least a song, describe a song that wasn't your favorite, but that you did enjoy? Like something that was like a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I was just about to say the song I hated the most was Classical, and I actually, while you guys are talking, I was listening to it. I'm like, I actually like this song. So
I was going
to
say, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I would say that song's, it's growing on me. First, I didn't like it. It's growing on me.
This is where Dennis is like, shit, I wish I listened to it more before the podcast.
Yeah. I'm putting actual brain effort into it, so I'm starting to like it. But the song that really stuck out for me, can I name it?
I don't want your favorite yet. Okay. I just want one that stood out but wasn't quite like.
I would say Gen X Cop. It's like, yeah. I would never actively go play that song, but when it comes on the album, like I'm like, all right, this is good.
That was the one that reminded me of very mid-2000s indie rock, like Interpol and the Strokes and stuff. Like it had like a very, I think like it was the bass. It was the way the bass was like, dun, 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 like almost like that kind of. And it just seemed like it was like almost like an homage to a time, but wasn't their sound. Like it didn't sound like a Vampire Weekend song.
Yeah. I almost feel like, this album almost feels like they're trying to cover Vampire Weekend. Like they're trying to make Vampire Weekend songs, but they're a little off. I don't know. That's how I feel.
I don't get that. I understand where you're coming. I just don't get, I don't see that or hear that.
I don't agree with that either, Dennis. I think they're just experimenting more with their sound. And sometimes it sounds natural extension. And sometimes it doesn't quite like you hear remnants of them, but it doesn't quite.
Yeah.
I feel like they did so good at like the whole album, like just makes sense from start to finish. I feel like they did a really good job with that, where I feel like in other albums, it may not be the case where things can be, I don't know.
The first few albums though, I feel like are better because there's less going on. It's like you just, his voice, like the devil's done. And it's, it goes into it. And
just keep reverting back to your favorite song.
The first Vampire Weekend is like, it's almost like a cohesive thing from start to finish. This one is,
damn, I feel like this one's very cohesive.
This one's very polished, I would say, but it's not
polished is a better word. That's better. I think it's just, I feel like they feel grown up and they did a really good job.
There's I don't think one song flows into the next all that well.
Of this album, I think they all flow like almost too well.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Like,
did we all listen to the album?
I'm listening right now. I'm almost done.
No. They flow, but the sound doesn't sound the same. Like, it flows. It all has like the same underlying track or something. Like, it all has the same underlying piano, but the song, it's like the sound and song itself doesn't remind me of the song before it. It'd be like if you're wearing the same undershirt all week long, but like on one day you wear like a sweater vest, the next day you wear a trench coat, the next day you wear like a Michael Jackson Thriller suit. Does that metaphor make sense?
That was really good. Did you think of that yourself?
Yeah.
That's so smart. I love that.
It's like you look at that guy, it's like, he's got the same white Uniqlo t-shirt on underneath, but like he's really... everything on the outside is very different.
I like it. His baseline. He keeps it the same, but adds a little flair to each song.
That flair is very different in each one. Like sometimes I would be like, damn, this is like a 90s song and the freaking like the beat is sick. And then once I would be like, damn, that piano is very classical. And then the next one, it'd be like, man, like, is that a saxophone? That came out of nowhere.
But doesn't it sound so hard to do? And if you do it well, it's like makes it a really good album.
Yeah. No, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, and was there a song to you that wasn't the best song in the album, but you still had a lot of thoughts about?
Not really, to be honest. I felt like I liked most of it. I feel like four songs I really loved. The other ones were just all okay. None of them were terrible, though.
Okay.
Capricorn was probably my least out of all of those.
Sorry, I'm making this way more complicated than it has to be. I just don't want you to reveal your favorite song on the album yet. So just think about your top two and then name the other ones. Like, don't name the top two.
Top four.
One of them. Okay, think about
your... probably...
What songs? Did you add any songs to a personal playlist?
Okay, I got it now. All right, so Prep School Gangster and Capricorn probably are like hand in hand. We're not a fan of those.
Wow. I'm shocked. No joke. I thought Prep School Gangster is the magnum opus of this album. I love
really?
It.
Really?
I've already listened to it five times. Like, it is by far my favorite.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Damn. Okay. Then I'm very curious.
That one does have a good guitar.
Yeah, Prep School Gangster. Like, I hate to reveal it too early, but that one reminded me of the Cars. Like, you know, I guess it's just what I needed. It has like a very Cars sounding opening. And
yeah, that song does sound good.
Are you listening to it now?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I am too. But I still agree what I said. It's not for me.
Like, here's my other notes on that song. He sounds like Adam Sandler singing.
Oh, that might change it for me. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Why do you guys like that? Adam Sandler isn't a good singer. He's a joke singer.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
And then,
it makes no sense.
And then the other thing.
I like that is what that said.
It had a lot of.
Imagine that. When you get bored of the song, you can then just be like, switch your brain to imagine Adam Sandler singing.
Now I remember I didn't like this. I don't like the ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh.
He's like the chanting. That's what I really didn't like of this song.
Well, yeah. So my last.
Kevin, is this your favorite song?
10 out of 10. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
And there's a couple of lines that are just so catchy, like where he says, like, some people say you could lose some teeth that way. And like the family tree, like someone just like me. Everything about that song was my favorite.
So are you, when you listen to music, I don't know one lyric the guy has said. Like, I am not a lyric person. It takes me like 10 listens to listen to hear a lyric.
That's strange. I always thought that you were a lyric person because you'd like to tell us what a song was about.
That's, you know, guys, like after 10 listens.
I've been editing this pod for a year and a half now, and some days Dennis is a lyric guy, some days Dennis isn't, some days Owen's a lyric guy, some days I think it just depends.
Gun to my head, Dennis is a lyric guy through and through. He always has been. He always tells us what the song's about.
He's a lyric guy, I would say too.
No, but I won't listen to a song first for the lyrics.
It has to be a cohesion of a cool lyric with a cool beat. Like, it can't just be like, you're not just going to listen to like some spoken word guy with like a light, like, yeah. Here I was on the
bus. Well, I don't know. That sounds kind of cool.
I might listen to that.
Just like beat.
You can convince me of anything, man. Don't you know? You listen to the bot enough. Come on.
I mean, Ben is my friend. The Sun Kill Moon song is like a lyrical masterpiece.
Oh, I know. And that is good.
So I don't know how you could say you're not a lyric guy and like that song, because it's all lyrics. But he uses his lyrics like an instrument. Okay, Owen, I'm going to name my song that was a 7 out of 10. So you already know my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, Ice Cream Piano.
Yeah.
I wanted to like that one a lot more than I did. Like, I think it's a really good intro. The first thought it made me think, though, was like, not only does this guy, well, I thought this later, like, he sounds like Adam Sandler in the one song, but when I heard this song, he sounded like the Beatles. I was like, this sounds like it could be like Paul McCartney singing. Did you ever have a thought like that? Like, he sounds like he's copying someone almost?
No, I'm going to have to re-listen to see if I could see what you're, or hear what you're hearing.
Okay, yeah, listen to that just first song and just tell me, like, it's not Beatles. Dennis looks like he's listening to it right now. Are you even listening to us?
You know what's nice about when we do so, like, things? I know you don't like going song by song, but not getting a quick glimpse of the song before you talk about it is difficult to be like, oh, yeah, okay, that rings a bell again. Unless you really like that song or really dislike it.
All right, we'll try it again next time we do a music album. That's totally fine.
I agree. I think that song, like, his voice blends into the music too much. It's like too much going on.
But yeah, I don't know what it was about that song. It just, like, it never happened to me. Like, it never took off like I thought it was going to or something. And I kind of just dug into the lyrics a little bit too much. I'm like, is he like fighting Rashida Jones? And then I realize he probably isn't even singing about himself. So yeah, that song
is
not.
What is the relevance of Ice Cream Piano?
I couldn't even figure that out. I think of Ice Cream Paint Job, that song.
Yeah. Green on the inside.
Cream on the outside, green on the inside. I don't know. Yeah.
I know you know that song.
I'm listening to this now.
Oh, I'm listening to this song. Sorry. I'm trying to do both at the same time. It's very difficult. I know fucking
Owen loves Ice Cream Paint Job.
Oh, yeah.
He's not singing it.
I like Ice Cream Piano.
Oh.
I'm a fan of it. I just had to re-listen to see
what do you like about
it? That again. I don't know. I like how it takes a little bit of time to speed up, and then it's like a.
It gets to the classic Vampire Weekend.
I like it. Yeah, I think I'm a fan.
All right. Well, while you're rolling, tell us what your favorite songs on the album were, Owen.
My number one favorite is Mary Boone.
That was my second favorite.
And I love that song so much because it also reminds me of like a Kanye song where he's got one vibe for the whole song and it completely changes.
Oh, yeah.
And the beat, then I like songs that do that. And it's I think it's hard to do, but when you do it well, it's great. I think that song is perfect.
Yeah. Mary Boone had like a church chorus, right? Like a very like churchy vibe to it.
I think just the name Mary maybe got you.
No, it does. Yeah, there's people going. Yeah, there's a chorus in it.
And then there's something about like a woo happens, like somebody goes,
oh, dude,
woo.
That's the only reason I like the song. It goes, woo!
I like it too. Up. I liked it too, yeah.
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 That was also my favorite song. And Drew, who's a listener, just a listener, not a friend.
friend of the show, Drew.
He texted a group chat. One of many that Kevin's in, all of them that I'm in a lot of group chats where Kevin's in also. So it's like Kevin Owen, George.
I'm very active in a lot of group chats.
But yeah, he's texted.
It comes down to that like boredom, Dennis, like where you don't have any free time. I have so much free time. So if I have like a thought, I can be like, what group would appreciate this thought about fire trucks?
Yeah. I remember when I used to have that much free time and someone would text me and I respond within like 2 seconds. Yes. Now it's like, dude, if I don't get back to you in a couple of days, it's okay. I didn't mean anything by
it. You're pretty good on our group chat.
I try to be. Yeah.
I feel like I go through spurts. I might.
Yeah, you're definitely the worst.
Dennis is probably the worst.
But it's understandable. Like a lot of times we're like, well, has anyone heard from Dennis? It's been 3 days. And you go, sorry. I was doing stuff with my kids or just something that is like, you look at your phone. I usually read it.
And then like, for some reason, it's like effort for me to put in. And I'm like, I don't have time for this.
Oh, I get that. I 100% get that. There's sometimes it's like, I just don't want to have to put in any effort. Like, Kevin, when you posted the videos to put on for Instagram and you put them on, I was like, I just don't have the bandwidth to put these on to TikTok, and it takes no time.
No,
I was like, I'll wait until it's not going to change anything.
I think what's funny about Dennis's responses in a group chat is like they're almost like condescending. Like, we know you've like ignored it for 3 days, and then you'll like come back and be like apologize and be like, hey, sorry, I just like saw this or something like that, or you like you won't say that, but they'll just be like, we know what happened, Dennis. Like, you don't need to like try to like come up with an excuse for it. We understand.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not really trying to trick you or anything. I just...
Yeah,
I that's my way to like, no, it's not, get back into the conversation.
Well. Yeah, you're like, okay, gotcha. Sorry. I finally had a chance to process this.
Yeah, it's your entrance back in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Give a quick, like, my bad. Let's get into this.
Yeah, like, you don't even
you
need
can skip
to do
the my bad.
That's
Dennis.
What I'm trying
you
to say.
Yeah, just start going
we'll there.
But if there's a question that wasn't answered, we'll come back at you and be like, so what's... What's the answer?
Yeah, like I was actually when you guys were like, Owen's like, I'm on. And then Kevin's like, be on in 5 minutes. I was laying next to one of my kids trying to put him to bed. And I'm like, I'm not going to be fucking on in 5 minutes.
In that case, it might be helpful to text us back.
I was wondering when that is. I was like, is he?
But I actually Kevin saw that. I saw that and I was like a little mad for some reason. Because I'm like, we said 9:30. And... Even though I'd probably be happy that we're starting early, but my one kid just refused to go to bed. So,
well, there's a lot going on in your life, Dennis. But let's get back to Mary Moon.
Pity party for me.
I actually, this question is A, there's part A is for Dennis, part B is for Owen. Owen, do you have something you want to say first?
Oh, kind of. But I didn't know what you're going
to... You look like what you're doing right now is you look like you're trying to like zoom in on us with your hands. Like you're like... You're like pinching your fingers
you like
and then spreading
this, whenever
them.
You give your parents your like a picture, they fucking love the Zoom shit.
Yeah.
So that's not, you weren't trying to catch my attention. You were just.
No, I don't think I explained enough about the song, but I definitely did Mary Boone. So I didn't know if you're getting back into it.
No, it's just something very unique experience that I had while listening to this song was Spotify for the past 2 or 3 years. They've started having this clip that goes along with each song. It's almost like a GIF, like a 6 or 7 second clip that kind of sets the vibes for the song. And this is a song where like the clip really turned me around on it. And Dennis, I was wondering if you saw that or noticed that at all.
No, I've seen Spotify. Those clips before. I didn't see that one.
Every once in a while, like one of those clips can really turn you onto a song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like, oh, and does Apple have that? Was part B to this question.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feature that I understand. Like, I don't need to see the whole music video, but I just want to know, like you know, is this like a song that like I should be listening to in like the rural like you know field, or should I be listening to it at nighttime in the city? Like, it just like helps you get the like the vision of the song.
Vibes, right?
Yeah.
So here,
that's the vibes.
This is it.
Yeah, I think it's just like them riding a car in nighttime or something.
It's like a 5 second clip.
Yeah, that's all I need.
There's some. Times I look at that and I'm like, I did not think this band had this type of vibe. And it, sometimes it's a turn off where you're like, fucking anime, like 90s cartoon vibe of a band. But yeah, it's
completely
cool.
Different topic. I'm very excited for you guys to see Monkey Man. It is awesome.
I do want to see that.
It sounds fake.
Yeah, it's a bad
movie. Yeah.
Dennis, so your favorite was Mary Boone too?
Yes, it was. And I think it's
it was number one.
Yeah. I think it was only because of the woo, that part. That
yeah, the beginning. And then, oh God, all of it. The whole song from start to finish is really fucking good.
Yes.
Do we go on to, well, Kevin, your number one was?
Mine was.
You already said it.
Yeah, it was Prep School Gangsters. I hate the name, the title.
I think it's fine.
I think, maybe give it another listen from the lens that I. Was just I like will. I made me think of the Cars, and I fucking love the Cars, and that just like made me appreciate it instantly and give it like the attention it deserved.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Owen. This album or Waxahachie?
This album.
Oh, I'm what team Waxahachie?
I think I would go Waxahachie on this one. I liked that latest Waxahachie.
I like the album. I like Waxahachie's album. I like it a lot, but. This is more fun.
If you like them, say it 5 times fast.
Waxahachie. I don't want to do that. I know. I feel like I have to smoker talk it.
Mr. B was telling me that Waxahachie has a twin sister that's also
they have an indie
artist.
Yeah, they had a Planes, I think was the name of the band. Or was that the album that they did together? They stopped that. They just released their last album, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like last year, I think.
Yeah.
It's good. They're good. You'll like them.
Yeah.
All right, so overall thoughts on the album. Oh, and obviously you like it. Like, if you had to rank it, like, Pitchfork out of 10, what would you give it?
Only God was above us. 8.5.
Actually, that's a different thing I wanted to mention. Do you guys know what Only God Was Above Us is in reference to?
I'm guessing heaven.
It's plane related, Owen.
Ooh.
Apparently there was a flight somewhere in the past where the top of the plane ripped off, and one of the people was quoted as saying, "Only God was above us." So it's like somebody was on a plane where the roof came off, and they said that phrase.
Okay. Well, did they die? How do you know?
I didn't dig that deep.
Yeah. So if they died, how do we know that they said that?
It sounds like somebody lived.
Maybe it was the black box that they talked into. It's a nice story though, Kevin. We'll go with that.
I picture the plane, like, you know, when you open a can, like that sort of thing.
Yeah, with
the plane.
A can of sardines.
Yeah, like the metal just bent and curled off of it. Yeah. It probably wasn't like that.
I think everyone in the world imagines that. If the top of a plane comes off, that's how it comes off.
And then a guy with a wig, and it just flips up.
Wait, I don't see that guy. No.
Yeah.
And then the person next to him, only God was above us.
Every time.
What is a plane but just a can of sardines of humans, right?
What is it? My next album. Thanks, guys.
Probably a lot more. What other songs do you guys like on that? I really liked Pravda, Classical, and Hope. Like, all equally. I thought those songs were all awesome.
I think I don't know if I ever finished Hope. It was just like close to the end.
I feel like it's such a good closing song. I don't know. Those four songs are, in my opinion, they're like awesome songs. I added them all to my favorite music playlist.
Hope sounded like a country song, right? Or it almost came in like a folk song. It sounded very different than the rest of them.
I don't know. Give me a second.
It almost sounded like it could have been like a Zach Bryan or like Morgan Wallen song.
I have a question. So when you're listening to this album, so I listened to this a few times, but just hit play, didn't ever look down to see which song was called what. Do you guys do that a lot? Like, look down and go, oh, the name of this song is Hope.
No, I don't, because I was listening to it for the pod. I did. But normally, like if I was just listening to like a new Drake album or something, like, I would just look when I really like a song.
Yeah.
Kevin, you'll like Hope.
I like the whole album, and I'll probably give it many, many more listens.
Yeah. Songs 8, 9 is the best closing, because song 8 was Mary Boone, 9 was Pravda, and then 10 was Hope. And I loved all three of those songs a lot.
I was also brushing my teeth while I listened to that song, and maybe it's not like a good teeth brushing song.
You'll like it.
The 8-minute song.
I think you need to give it. I want you to listen. I want you to listen to it and then get back on.
Hey, what, man, you think
of it? Kevin's gums were bleeding by the end of the 8-minute song.
I'm all in on Vultures now, so sometimes it just takes a few weeks to really appreciate these things, because I love Vultures now.
Oh yeah, Vultures is good. The first half of it.
I pick and choose the songs I listen to from it, but there are six that are in heavy rotation for me now, especially like while I'm running and stuff.
Vultures 2, you think it's going to be good, or is it going to be too much of the same thing?
I would guess too much of the same thing.
But you liked the first one, so you're going to like the second one.
All right, well, my thoughts on this Vampire Weekend album, Only God Was Above Us, doesn't it make you just want to walk around New York City, man?
I think so. This is like spring. It just seems like spring and walking around New York City.
Just spring in New York City, just like this perfect like encapsulation of like different influences, like classical music in one corner, urban influences in the other corner, like indie rock influences in one. They are just New York's band, man.
It's so weird, because when I think of them, I don't think of New York. I think of New England and like on a boat for some reason.
It's the way they're, it's the preppiness of
it's the dress. Yeah. is or like New Connecticut, York, not New England. It's like
I right was going to say that is the same area. That's yeah, same area,
the Connecticut part of New York. Where the
don't
people
tell live. People from New York or Connecticut that they'd probably be like, "What are you talking about?"
But at the end of the day, like New York would look like Boston if it wasn't so popular. Like it would have.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like there's just so many transplants there that it kind of lost its own identity. Yeah. Dennis,
I think if this album also came out like 1 month later, it'd go up a star for me. Like where it was like always warm. It's Vampire Weekend's a good warm weather album.
Well, just wait. Don't listen to it until then.
No, yeah. I think that's intentional, Dennis. I think they want you to like warm up to it along with the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it was released at the perfect time. I want to get on my boat and listen to this, and I feel like that's a perfect place to listen to this perfect, album.
Like your boat exactly is the kind of boat that I imagine, like for Vampire Weekend, like
all right, I have a curveball cigar boat question for you guys.
Thing. Oh man, now I really want to do it.
Curveball question: what song on this album would your kids like the most? What's like the frog on the floor?
It's a good question.
Oh my god!
Prep School Gangsters.
The song title "Ice Cream Piano"
that would get them.
We get the most questions.
What's the one that starts off the quickest?
That's
is that Prep School Gangsters?
That's Gen X Cops, I think.
Gen X Cops.
Yeah.
No, is it? Yeah, Gen X Cops.
You think that's the kid favorite, Dennis? You have any takes?
I think
ice
so.
Cream Piano, just because ice cream.
Yeah, my kids, I like to explain songs to my kids sometimes, and I just completely make up the story, like the Tame Impala song, Let It Happen, that song. I made up a whole story about how it's a guy building a robot, and the robot gets jammed, and then he can dance, and they love that song. So
that's if a I, good fucking story.
So they just like need it. To like have like a
they need
story
to have a story
behind it.
With it.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I said Ice Cream Piano, they would probably like that.
Yeah, you're like, well, back in the day, there was a mythical land where all the pianos were made of ice cream. But one day, the evil wizard, just like that kind of thing.
Yeah, they love Kevin, made up stories.
Did Kevin go a little too like mythical?
Yeah, he did. It has
way,
to be more,
way back. It's got to be more like.
It's got to be like, mommy and daddy went out and bought you a piano.
Oh, it has to be more present and like helpful.
I spilled ice cream on it and the ice cream became the keys. And every time you touched it, there was a chocolate ice cream and they'd be like, vanilla? And that sort of story.
Damn.
I get what you're saying.
You're pretty good at this, Dennis.
Dude, I do three stories every night made up on top of my head.
All right, Dennis, give
make
me
a book.
Give me a story.
Dude, like a quick story book.
AI,
Dennis,
man.
End us on a story with for Mary Boone.
All right. One time, mommy and daddy were going to the store and Freddie and Ozzy got lost and they started praying. They prayed and they prayed. And a woman named Mary Boone came up. Who's Mary Boone? Is that my mom? Is that my grandma? No, Mary Boone. Mary Boone.
He put
told
the
us that she,
of your kids.
She, Mary Boone told us that she rose to heaven with Jesus. I don't tell Catholic stories. This story's turning very Catholic. The problem is when you tell a story, you'll say one line and then you're like,
I gotta stick with that.
It's the improv training, Dennis. You gotta guess and your own lines. So
it helps a lot with telling stories, made up stories.